This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States on Thursday recorded more than 1,100 deaths from COVID-19, marking the third straight day the nation passed that grim milestone as the pandemic escalates in southern and western U.S. states. Even though deaths are rising in the United States for a second week in a row, they remain well below levels seen in April, when 2,000 people a day on average died from the virus. There are more than 631,000 deaths globally, and in the U.S., more than 144,000. Infections have skyrocketed to more than 15.4 million globally, and the U.S. hit a new milestone of more than 4 million infections. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled segments of the Republican National Political Convention. It's scheduled to be held next month in Jacksonville, Florida, because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases there. At a White House briefing Thursday evening, Mr. Trump said that he did not think it was the right thing to hold the convention with an outbreak of coronavirus in that state. He said the delegate meetings in Charlotte, North Carolina, would continue, and the nomination would be put forth there. He said other events still would be done, and to have rallies, and that he still plans to do a convention speech, although in a different form. The convention had moved to Jacksonville, Florida, after North Carolina's governor said a safe convention could not be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, because of the state's battle with the coronavirus pandemic. And again, there are more than 631,000 deaths globally. In the U.S., more than 144,000 because of COVID-19.